And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Luke Hines. I'm thrilled to be with you for the next hour of power to educate, motivate and inspire positive change. Today I'm joined by my House of Wellness TV show kitchen companion nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen. I want to ask you, Zoe, how would you sum up your energy this morning in just one word?
I've got a lot of vitality today.
Oh, Zoe, I love that. Now, as always, my personal encyclopedia for anything health-related, our resident pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley. How would you sum up your energy in one word today, mate?
Fired.
Now, mate, you of all people should know. So you reckon a hyphen is okay for one word?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get into it. We hope this Sunday finds you well and you're having a great start to your day. It's World Diabetes Day on Tuesday, so we thought we would shine a light on type 2 diabetes. Now, there's over a million people living with this here in our country, with a lot of it preventable. So we're going to look at lifestyle changes that we should all adopt. GQ, what are we doing wrong?
It's an all-embracing question, Hinesy, because we're doing a lot wrong, and I think one of the things we're doing wrong is that we've become very patronising towards the disease itself. When you consider that diabetes is linked to so many other aspects of poor health, it saddens me that we don't do much more in education, bearing in mind that it's a lifestyle associated disease. And if just changes to lifestyle, we talk about them every week, don't we? But in diabetes, it's fundamental that we really get a handle on lifestyle.
And Zoe, in clinic, what's your experience?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think I agree with Gerald, is that we do tend to demonise this particular disease. I think there's a lot of positivity that we can take from it, explaining that there's some simple steps to simply either prevent or reduce the symptoms or the diagnosis of this. And again, because it is lifestyle, it's in our hands. Mm. It is possible. The other thing, there are so many links to certain mineral deficiencies like chromium, selenium, and all of these key minerals that actually help to regulate our insulin levels and our blood glucose levels. So it's positive as opposed to negative. That's how we should be spinning this.
I really love that. I think the most important thing for anyone listening here is that we do, as you said, Zoe, we have the power. So we are going to talk to Kath Armadio, Diabetes Education Team Leader at Diabetes Victoria, on the symptoms to watch for with type 2 diabetes, the risk factors, the importance of early diagnosis, and also how to actually live with this condition. Now, I watch a lot of those hospital-type shows, edge-of-your-seat type stuff, but have you ever wondered what happens in ICU? That is an intensive care unit. Today, we are taken through this by one of Australia's pioneers of intensive care. Now, touch wood here, GQ or Zoe, have you guys ever experienced intensive care?
Personally, I have not experienced actually in being admitted, but I've visited ICU on two separate occasions for two different members of the family. It is reassuring in one way that you know that person's getting the best care, but is one of the most frightening things that you're ever confronted with. But the cool, calm, collected impression that all the nursing staff give is so just, it's overwhelming, the care.
And I definitely unfortunately take my mum there quite a few times, and I'm always amazed with the process and procedure. And obviously, you know, I really feel the one thing that needs to be sort of supported here is giving the nurses and the doctors support back, because I've seen how hard they work and the impact it has on them as well. So it's holistical. We need to be looking at it from all perspectives as well.
Thanks for sharing that, Zoe. We are going to talk to Professor David Tuckson, Director of Intensive Care at Northeast Health Wangaratta. He's going to join us to talk about ICU, which is the life support centre of all those big hospitals, and the current stats are that some 180,000 people find themselves there each year across Australia and New Zealand. Now, sadly, through radio, None of our listeners can see this tan, but if you caught the House of Wellness TV show this week, you'll see that I visited Bali with Luke Darcy and Abby Holmes. So you want to listen to this show, stick around to the end, because we have a special House of Wellness competition where you can win a trip to Bali. It was so good. Hopefully you are the winner. Gerald, we're going to have a discussion on menopause, which includes a chat on herbs and soybeans to help relieve hot flushes. But I want those calls to start coming in. We've already got one on the switch, but this is the number. Take it down, 131-873. You can call about any of our topics or simply anything health-related. Vitamins, minerals, medications, injuries, whatever it is, we are here. But next up, what we can do to prevent type 2 diabetes, right here on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Keep those calls coming in. We're going to get to them very shortly. That's 131-873 for any health-related condition. We are here to take them. So every 8 minutes an Aussie is diagnosed with diabetes. And this morning, we're going to shine a light on what is sometimes known as the silent pandemic, and that is type 2 diabetes. Joining us on the line is Kath Armadio, the Diabetes Education Team Leader at Diabetes Victoria. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, Kath.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, it's World Diabetes Day on Tuesday, but I just wanted you to explain first what type 2 diabetes is.
Sure. Well, firstly, it comes under the banner of diabetes mellitus, which means that it's a condition where the glucose or sugar in your blood is too high. Most people have heard of the difference between type 1 and type 2. We won't discuss type 1, just to say that it is an autoimmune condition where the body stops producing insulin altogether. However, type 2 diabetes, people still make insulin. It's just that the insulin that the body does make isn't working very well. And so in the years before being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, people are making more insulin to combat their insulin resistance. And after, by the time that they're diagnosed, the body stops producing as much insulin. So there is a combination of insulin resistance and insulin deficiency in people with type 2 diabetes.
Kath, it's quite interesting. I see a varied array of different clients, but a lot of clients I see often have polycystic ovarian syndrome or endometriosis. Now, these are insulin-resistant diseases, but why is it that women seem to be, well, not that we're more at risk, but why is it that these type of women are at risk, and who is at risk?
Sure. It's difficult to know what comes first in terms of polycystic ovarian syndrome, but they do have, they do make a lot more insulin, so showing that there's insulin resistance, probably due to other hormones coming into effect. And so because there is insulin resistance, they have many years of overproducing insulin, and by the time they get diagnosed as well, similarly to type 2 diabetes, that their body just can't make enough insulin to combat the weight around the abdomen and a combination of genetic factors and environmental factors such as decreased activity and overweight.
Kath, I mentioned during our intro, we're having a discussion with Zoe and Luke, that diabetes is one of these comorbidities that by the time it's diagnosed, there's so many other things going on. Why can't we detect diabetes earlier? And is there some simpler way or some simpler set of symptoms that a person might say, look, I really need to chat to my doctor because of A, B and C. How can we simplify that?
Yeah, I think the key is to people understanding that there are risk factors. So we know that people of certain ethnic origins have a higher risk.
Sure.
So people of Aboriginal descent or Torres Strait Islanders do have a higher risk, and they need to have to be screened much earlier. Mm-hmm. So we do know that there are risk factors, and people with those risk factors need to be screened, but also that, that people, when they do have regular checkups, that they are checked.
Yes.
For diabetes. I think it's important that people continue to go to their GPs, have regular checks, and understand that there are some symptoms that go along with type 2 diabetes,
sure.
although many people may not have symptoms
no.
at the time, or they may not recognise the symptoms
no.
because they think it's a sign of ageing.
Yes.
But generally, we know that increased thirst, increased going to the toilet, urinating, especially overnight, feeling tired, the main symptoms of high glucose levels
uh-huh.
or type 2 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
And so if people do have these symptoms, they should get checked immediately.
Mm. But even your optometrist plays a role, doesn't he or she?
Exactly. Often, sometimes people who go to the optometrist don't know they have diabetes, and the first time that they'll hear something about perhaps having diabetes is from the optometrist because they'll notice changes to the back of their eye.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully we want that not to be an occurrence. So we want people to know ahead of time, be diagnosed in a timely way so that they're not at the optometrist with already diabetes complications.
Uh-huh.
Present.
Kath, it's interesting because obviously we want to talk about some positive spins on all of this. I mean, how can we manage this and what is it that someone can do in their own lifestyle and own hands?
Sure. And look, most people know that maintaining a healthy weight, especially around the abdomen, is extremely important to managing a lot of lifestyle conditions such as diabetes. Increasing activity, and making healthier food choices. They're the main, the cornerstone of diabetes management, but also diabetes prevention and other health issues. Those three things, maintaining healthy weight, healthier food choices, and increasing activity, can also improve blood pressure, mental health, and a variety of
Kath, we could talk to you all day. I love it. You're a wealth of knowledge. It's been wonderful having you on our show to explain type 2 diabetes and for the latest news, blogs, podcasts, personal stories and recipes for all things diabetes. Head to www.diabetesvic.org.au. We've got a jam-packed show for you this morning. We are going to jump into your calls right after the break, 131-873. That's happening on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you using a medicated nasal spray? Help improve its effectiveness with FESS Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength. It's a natural way to help relieve a stuffy nose due to cold, hay fever or sinusitis, and to help wash away allergens, dust and pollen. Clean and clear your nose before you use a medicated spray with FESS Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength Wash Kit, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cetaphil at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Please phone us 131873 if you've got any health concerns. Might be a vitamin that you want to know about. We're going to jump into those calls right now. Let's start with Gary from Brisbane. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gerald.
Gerald,
I've got a coronary calcium score of 48.7.
Mm-hmm.
It says this calcification is in the proximal LAD.
Mm-hmm.
And the conclusion is low to intermediate risk.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm wondering is, what does it mean in the scheme of things, what should I be doing about it?
In the scheme of things, Gary, basically it's saying keep an eye on it, and you can keep an eye on it with one specific nutrient, and it's called vitamin K2. You can buy a 180 microgram capsule, take one per day, and that will limit any further calcium deposition. So coronary artery calcium and vitamin K2 are like brother and sister. If you have one, you've got to have the other, all right?
Mm.
One every day.
We talk also about just what are the type of foods that can support that as well. And it's that balance in mineral content as well. So we talk about those beautiful fatty fish as well. But even little things like if you can eat the bones, eat the skin, I mean, you get a sort of balance of glucosamine and calcium in that actual and in those foods as well. And again, your nuts and seeds, oh my God, these are so vast when it comes to protein, like slow releasing, low glycemic foods, healthy fats, as well as all of those key minerals. I mean, we harp harp on so much about the Mediterranean diet. I think it's just the easiest approach to get all that cross-section and diversity in those nutrients.
But the K2,
keep those
fundamental.
Thank you, Gary. Keep those tips up. Shane from Melbourne. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, guys. I'm a type 2 diabetic.
Yes.
I got diagnosed during COVID.
Yes.
And I suffer from post-traumatic syndrome.
Yes.
And I've noticed, because I've been a bit stressed lately, but my blood sugar has gone a lot higher than it was.
Sure.
My diet's pretty well much the same. It's a Mediterranean. Mm. I did, when I first got diagnosed, I've lost about 20 kilos.
Good.
And I actually got told I was losing too much weight too quick.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've been tested, each time I go for the your chest to check my levels, they're really good. But like I said, the last, 3 weeks,
yes,
it's just been a bit high.
Yep. Shane, and I don't know. Yep. You've mentioned the link. Stress is an inflammatory underlying cause of many of the development of chronic diseases. So once you're subjected to stress and you're living with it in a couple of different ways, it never leaves you. The challenge for you is to control your stress and to have a backup. So have a chat to your doctor and maybe your dietitian. So you've got a bit of a backup. If your levels go up, you step in and you do a few other little things to bring them back. I'd be seeking some advice from your doctor about stress control. And if you want some herbs to help there, drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, and I'll reply if you go to the Ask tab, and we can have a chat about ginseng. But it's the stress that's doing it.
It's quite interesting because the stress hormone can actually make the body less sensitive to insulin. So this is where we increase that risk of insulin resistance as well. It triggers the hormones cortisol and adrenaline. So how do we actually manage that? I mean, that's a question everybody asks when it comes to stress. And we lean on foods that are kind of rich in magnesium. Magnesium works as a slight soporific as well as kind of helping to work on the central nervous system. So we can get that in foods like green leafy vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, legumes, fatty fish, avocado, banana,
hello,
dark chocolate.
You're making me hungry.
An obvious thing. So it's, again, having that cross-section, but, again, supplementing with something like that is also a really good idea. Ginseng is a fabulous herb as well.
Thank you, GQ and Zoe. We're going to get to some more calls shortly, but would you like to win a $13,000 trip to Bali for you and a friend? I just experienced that Luke Darcy's exclusive Bali haven, Sukhavati. It is all things Ayurvedic, and I've got to tell you, I had the most incredible time. To find out more, make sure you tune into this week's show, because we show you an incredible behind-the-scenes look. But the prize, valued at $13,000, 7 nights for 2 people at Sukhavati Bali Health Retreat. You've got 7 nights private villa accommodation, return economy class airfares, a consultation with the incredible doctor they've got there. You've got prescribed food, incredible, delicious recipes, breakfast, lunch and dinner. I did an incredible cooking class with Putu from the kitchen there.
The show is terrific, and that's another reminder that today, Sunday, watch the show, because that was the highlight of the show.
For me, I learned so much. You know, I'm very much into my food, Zoe.
Absolutely.
And I spend a lot of time cooking, but going there, and when you really switch off and you're no longer the one in the kitchen, and you're being served nutrient-dense, delicious food, and you've got the smoothies, the tea, it feels really good.
You played second fiddle in the kitchen to someone.
Oh, I did play second fiddle.
Wow.
So,
and I was lucky enough to go there just before COVID. So a girlfriend and I went. And again, what I loved is that the variety in food and eating a more sort of vegetarian rich diet, it just gave my body a break off all the animal protein. I just got to rebalance. Plus, oh my God, the treatments.
The treatments, Zoe, the treatments. They do this treatment where they slow, and you'll see it on the show, Abby Holmes experiences it, where you get the oil slowly dripped on your forehead in this meditative state. You want to win this prize, okay? So the competition is open right now. It is already open, and they close on December 18. To enter, go to houseofwellness.com.au. Follow the prompts. Please watch the show this week, because once you see the episode, and next week we go back again, I really want you to see what it's like, because you will be literally absolutely salivating at all of the incredible experiences. Keep those calls coming in, 131 873. But next up, what happens in an intensive care unit, right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Men, it's time to get up and grab Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules from Chemist Warehouse. It blends natural plant actives like tribulus, ginkgo biloba and horny goatweed, traditionally used in Chinese medicine, to support healthy sexual function and healthy libido. So reach for Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and please phone us 131873 if you've got any health concern that we can help you out with today. But first, one in two Australians will need ICU. That's an intensive care unit at some time in their lives. Joining us on the line is Professor David Tuckson, who is the Director of ICU at North East Health Wangaratta and the Chairman of the Intensive Care Foundation Fundraising Committee. Welcome to the show, David. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Luke, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
It is a pleasure. You have spent 40 years working in intensive care. Can you explain what ICU is and what it does?
Well, intensive care is a ward in a hospital where the most seriously ill patients go. They're often suffering from a life-threatening illness, and they are there because they need a life support system to remain alive, or they're at high risk of needing one.
What is the difference between ICU and emergency? Because I've had the misfortune of experiencing both with my mother. Incredible, the nurses and the doctors, I want to say, as well.
Yes. Well, the emergency department is the front door of the hospital where people come with a range of illnesses. They're all, of course, emergencies, but not all of them, a very small percentage only, are serious enough to need intensive care. Generally, the emergency department tries to deal with people in less than 12 hours and often a lot less, whereas people go, once they're into the hospital, into intensive care, where they might remain for days or even weeks, depending on the severity of their illness and what their needs are. The intensive care unit's all about life support systems, and there's bedside doctors at the bedside 24 hours, ICU trained nurses at the bedside 24 hours, and there's a number of other ancillary staff, physiotherapists, dietitians, speech therapists and so forth, who are all there available to help with these patients with serious illness.
Good morning, Tux. I just wanted to say that.
Morning, Gerald. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, as chair of the Intensive Care Foundation fundraising group, why do you have to have a fundraising group? Because probably most people expect that governments just basically give you everything you need, bearing in mind that you actually save lives within that 12 hours. Surely there's enough government funding to make sure that every ICU is world-class.
Look, that's correct, Gerald, in part. The government funds good intensive care in Australia, but they don't fund world-leading excellence that we provide. Mm-hmm. And we've been working for 20 years to improve our survival and to have the best practice in the world. And this is not just by doing business as usual. Mm-hmm. We lead the world in research, we lead the world in intensive care standards, and we lead the world in intensive care survival. You don't just get there from having standard practice that all other intensive cares around the world do. We've got a binational strategy that's devoted towards making the best possible outcomes from intensive care, and we're achieving that. But that's done by hard work and dedication, and requires fundraising and a lot of extra time and effort.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of obviously what people are trying to get is comfort from being in something, being in an environment like that. I mean, I experienced when my mum had a stroke. How do families get support? And also when they are in this position, what are they actually doing to support the patient themselves as well, their family member?
Yes, it's a dual role. Of course, our primary concern is the patient. We've got to get the patient in and make that patient do everything that patient needs to have the best outcome, plus be as comfortable as they can within the intensive care unit. They're nearly always accompanied by a distressed, upset family who weren't expecting this sudden, unexpected, or often not expecting a sudden severe illness, which can be life-threatening and, you know, having a gut-wrenching effect on the family. And so it's really important that we do provide a lot of care to families by explaining what's happening and keeping them up to date. And this is done by doctors through meetings and, of course, by the nurses at the bedside. And it's a very important role. When a patient first comes in, of course, we don't know, have all the answers, and we have to tell that to the patient. We just tell it to the family, I mean. We have to find out exactly what's going on and what we think the chances are and what we're going to do. And then, of course, we explain this through an initial meeting and then subsequent meetings to as our knowledge of the patient's condition and the patient's progress goes on.
Sensational. David, and also to look, continued success with your foundation fundraising. It's a very hard-working group. If you get a chance, anyone listening, get a chance to go to one of the fundraising functions. They are inspirational speakers they have and people who work within the ICU units.
It's incredible, David. We thank you so much for coming on our show this morning and explaining ICU to us. And for those of you who want to get in touch or for more info or lend their support, please head to www.intensivecarefoundation.org.au. David, you're an absolute legend. We're going to jump into some calls quickly. Jenny from Camberwell. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, good morning. I love your show. I have a problem. I've recently developed lumbar pain, which is radiating down my legs. Yes. And I went to the GP and had a CT done, which has shown stenosis. Mm-hmm. I've been taking Panadol and using hot packs, and also turmeric powder I started up again. Mm-hmm. But I'm due, and the turmeric powder really has the icing on the cake. It's virtually fixed things. Right. But I've got surgery coming up in 5 days, and I had read somewhere where one shouldn't have turmeric prior to surgery. I was also prescribed meloxicam, but the specialist said I shouldn't have that before surgery. Yes. And the other complicating factor is I've got thrombocytopenia.
So it's all happening, Jenny. Now, look, as a general rule, 2 days before, so you can stop the Mobic, you can stop the turmeric, but remember that your pain's probably going to come back a little bit before the surgery. Hope all goes well, but 2 days before.
We have an absolute lineup of calls that we're going to get to shortly. Keep those coming in, 131-873. But after the break, what to do for those hot flushes right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you see the world with dermatologist-recommended Cetaphil, they do the skincare and you do you. Like Australian Olympic swimmer Emma McKeon. Emma loves her new Cetaphil Bright Healthy Radiance Perfecting Serum hydrates her skin. She's got a power-packed schedule, so she needs a serum with the power of 7 benefits in one. It reduces dark spots and fine lines, tones and boosts radiance. Emma gets dermatologist-tested Cetaphil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Fess at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number 131873. We're about to jump into more of your calls. But first, GQ's favourite segment, Get Nourished. What are we talking about this week?
We're going to be talking, Heinze, about hormonal balance and the challenges that menopause brings, which is it's fascinating. I've got a whole lot of books on menopause because I'm a bloke. You know, you've got to learn these things. The important thing to remember and to reassure is that there are options available compared to the conventional HRT. Now, the HRT has been around, I remember when it first came out, does a great job. Many ladies are struggling to really cope with the symptoms, which is disturbed sleep, heat episodes, mood swings, sugar cravings, and it's comforting to know, and so relevant because we've been talking about Ayurveda, that a magnificent herb called Shatavari, which has been around for thousands of years, is that hormone balancer that just gets things back as hormone levels decrease. It helps balance the highs and lows. Available, reassuring, gentle.
Okay, so one of the things women experience is obviously hot flushes.
Sure.
Okay.
Talk to me about soybeans and herbs that can relieve this.
They're called the phytoestrogenic food, and Zoe will be all over those as well. Very much underrated, and again, going back to Ayurveda, there are specific Ayurveda-type foods which gently help rebalance those hormonal fluctuations, the highs and lows of both estrogen and progesterone. Now, remember, these heat episodes can last for up to 5 minutes. Very upsetting if you're at a meeting or you're doing things where they are obvious. You don't have to suffer them. Get some advice. There are options.
And we can be looking for something in supplement form.
Yes, you can. And focus on the herb shatavari. There's a number of herbs that have got the clinical evidence, and shatavari is certainly one of the best.
And when we talk about those phytoestrogens, we've got like soy products. They're so diverse: tofu, tempeh, edamame beans, you know, soy-rich milks as well. But remember, they are in other foods such as flax seeds. You've got sesame seeds, legumes, different fruits and vegetables such as garlic, broccoli. I'm already putting a whole meal together in my head here. And, you know, don't forget your legumes, also things like chickpeas. So be diverse in the way you eat.
I love that. Thanks, Zoe. Get Nourish and GQ, of course. Get Nourish is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Tribulus Menno Relief, a convenient high-strength formulation to relieve hot flushes associated with menopause. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Let's jump into some calls. Alice from Werribee, good morning.
Good morning,
good
Alice.
Good morning, happy people.
How can we help?
I enjoy your show.
Thank you. How can we help?
Yes, I'm always stressed and I take Blackmore Bio Magnesium 2-day capsules.
Good. Yes.
I'm not sure whether to take it in the morning or before I go to bed. Which is the correct way to do it?
Is it helping you, first of all, Alice? Are you noticing a difference?
Well, some days, but because I live with stress 24 hours.
Okay. So you might have to look at something else as well. Look, magnesium's best taken in the evening because it helps you sleep. It helps alleviate a lot of the built-up tension you've had across the day, helps your muscles relax. So of the two options, evening's better, but you certainly can take it morning and evening if you're using the biomagnesium especially, if you feel you need it.
But also, because you just said you're constantly under that fight or flight response, looking at some of these adaptogenic herbs is brilliant. Ashwagandha, literally they do as the name says. If your cortisol levels or your stress levels high, they help modulate that and bring them down. If they're low, they can bring them up. So it's one of these beautiful herbs that you can just pepper into your life, get the stress down, get back into a coping mechanism, and then really lean on your lifestyle magnesium diet to help support you moving forward.
Thanks for the call, Alice. Let's jump to Claudette from New South Wales. Good morning.
Claudette, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm in my 80s and I'm diabetic too. Mm-hmm. And my cholesterol is okay. I take metformin, mm-hmm. I have lots of meat and fish. Mm-hmm. I don't like vegetables. You have to force me to have. Mm-hmm. And every night I have a small bowl of chocolate. Mm-hmm. Is that bad? That
no,
bad
not
for
at all.
You?
No. Not at all. Don't let, if you're in your 80s, Claudette, don't let the do-gooders of the world try and tell you you can't have a piece of chocolate. You can have that as your little reward every day. Enjoy life, and just all the other things are under control. So you're doing superbly. And Zoe's probably going to recommend a smoothie for you, maybe as a way of looking
exactly
at some
that.
Vegetables.
Exactly.
And because, you know, many people don't like vegetables, but they're fundamental to us being well.
And look, their smoothie is a great way to not only get your chocolate, but get to get your veggies too. There's a lot of different beautiful green, very complex powders out there, but it's a great way to put spinach, avocado, you know, even some of those sweet like capsicum. And then you put some really beautiful, good quality, dark cacao chocolate powder, because that can actually help with our stress levels, but it can also help to fill us up. And it's very stabilizing because it's a low glycemic food overall. But a little bit of chocolate, everybody needs that.
I love it. Oh, I had a little bit of chocolate this morning on my way in here.
You always have a little bit of chocolate.
I am a massive fan. We'll get to more calls. We'll be right back after this right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Men, it's time to get up and grab Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules from Chemist Warehouse. It blends natural plant actives like tribulus, ginkgo biloba and horny goatweed, traditionally used in Chinese medicine to support healthy sexual function and healthy libido. So reach for Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. For those with blood sugar challenges, remember, keep an eye on your levels, exercise, eat well, think positive, you're not alone. Reach out and get the quality of life you deserve. We've had so many calls, and unfortunately we didn't get to them all, so please go to houseofwellness.com.au and hit the Ask tab. GQ answers all of those personally, and he gets back to each and every one. And Zoe, I don't know about you, but I'm keen to go on a trip to Bali, so I'm going to watch the TV show today, midday on 7, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to that competition and we're going to get it rocking and rolling. We've got a lift out in the paper today. We cannot wait. It is all happening. A huge thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We wouldn't be here without you. Have an amazing weekend. Thanks, Zoe. Thanks, GQ.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend. I get a good feeling, yeah.